In Tennessee, ministers who were ordained online can still officiate weddings. A new law was set to stop that practice, but it's now in the courts. Critics of the law say it's a violation of First Amendment rights. If it goes into effect, it could leave LGBTQ people in rural and suburban communities without anyone to conduct their weddings. Sergio Martinez Beltran of member station WPLN reports.
The wedding ceremony of Leslie and Andrea Isham was unique.
We literally went in to the bar. We paid the cover charge. We walked through the doors and sat down and just waited for the show.
They got married in the middle of a drag show at a gay nightclub in Clarksville, Tennessee. They were with friends, drag queens, bartenders, and, of course, random people. The couple says they chose a gay club because it's a place where they feel safe and not judged.
We didn't have to worry about, you know, protesters showing up or, you know, people being like, you know, we don't want that here. We were surrounded by friends and surrounded by people that understand the lifestyle.
Overseeing the wedding was their friend, an internet-ordained minister. The Ishams say that friend played matchmaker and pushed for the couple to go on dates. So she was the perfect person to solemnize their vows.
What was your favorite part of the wedding day?
Her saying I do and being able to go home and live our lives.
A law that was supposed to go into effect July 1st, though, would have changed that. The measure prohibits hiring an internet minister to certify a wedding in Tennessee. But just last week, a federal judge ruled the state must continue to let online ordained ministers perform weddings until a final ruling. Now, backers of the law say those ceremonies only happened because of a legal loophole.
Right now, it is not clear under the eyes of the law whether or not those are legal marriages.
That's State Representative Michael Curcio. He says the new law confirms that marriages officiated in the state before July 1st by internet ministers will still be recognized. As the new law is written, only priests, rabbis, in other words, someone designated through a religion, and public officials will be allowed to perform weddings. Another organization pushing back on the law is American Marriage Ministries. The group has been performing mass in-person ordinations rather than online across the state in response to the new law.
So there's a pen, there's the application, take your time.
Louis King is the executive director of American Marriage Ministries. The Seattle-based nonprofit was founded with the sole purpose of ordaining people online. King points out not everyone identifies with our religion, and online ordinations provide options. He says religious groups may also benefit from online ordination, especially those that oppose same-sex marriage.
Even if you're, say, a mainstream evangelical Christian who's got a minister, do you want your minister performing weddings, you know, for people that don't share his values and beliefs? It just doesn't make sense for anybody.
Someone wanting to provide more spaces for LGBTQ members is Kesley Page, a transgender man from Bumpus Mills, a small town northwest of Nashville. He got certified at one of the in-person ordinations. He says the law's main target is the LGBTQ community.
There's a lot of legislation that comes in and out, definitely of Tennessee, that really limits and restricts our rights and abilities to kind of function as citizens. So to me, I saw this as just like another one.
Page says that as a minister ordained in person, he plans on counseling and helping trans and non-binary people get married. Meanwhile, American Marriage Ministry says they will keep ordaining people in Tennessee and are considering doing it through snail mail. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Nashville.